WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of the new album by the Canadian singer-songwriter Andy Schaaf called The Neon Skyline. It's a concept album whose lyrics tell one story for the length of the collection. Schaaf wrote, produced, and performed everything on the album. Here's Ken's review.
I called up Charlie about 9:15 and said, "What's going on tonight?" He said, "No plans, but I wouldn't mind holding a letterhead tonight." I said, "Come to the skyline, I'll be washing my sins away." Oh, he just laughed, said, "I'll be late, you know how I can be."
The Neon Skyline is an album, but it's also a short story. Over the course of 11 songs, Andy Schaaf presents himself as a lonesome first-person narrator who goes to his neighborhood bar thinking about his long-gone ex-girlfriend Judy and how they broke up. He runs into a couple of pals, they order drinks, and one friend tells him his ex is back in town. A few moments later, Judy walks into the bar. Complications ensue.
Seems like I should have known better than to turn my head like it did in
Andy Schaaf sings and plays everything on the album, and with his chalky voice and intimate instrumentation, the results could have been self-conscious, precious, the very definition of twee. But Schaaf has some things going for him. One is that the story he's telling, while slight, is also universal. Admitting to oneself that you screwed up a relationship, well, that's relatable. And so is obsessing about the past. And so is the experience of coincidence. That uncanny moment when the person you've been thinking about suddenly appears before you. Schaaf captures it well.
Somewhere between drunkenness and chivalry, I hold the door open and let her pass through. She says thanks to me in a British accent, and I try to answer her in the same voice. She laughs at me, says, "What was that supposed to be?" I say, "I'm sorry, I'm from a different part of the country." She says, "Come on, baby, try again. Come on, baby, try again."
I'm going to quote a passage I like from that song called "Try Again." It's when Schaaf sings, "Somewhere between drunkenness and charity, she puts her hand on the sleeve of my coat. She says, 'I've missed this.' I say, 'I know. I've missed you too.' She says, 'I was actually talking about your coat.'" That's a lovely bit of writing, a brief paragraph that would hold up well if you read it on the page as part of a novel. In order to keep a listener engaged with the unfolding story he's telling, Schaaf has opted to take some risks. For example, the lyrics don't rhyme for the most part. And while he has a real gift for writing catchy choruses, the one on "Try Again" is a doozy, Schaaf frequently chooses a loose, more conversational approach. You can hear what I mean on another song called "Dust Kids."
Charlie asks me if I believe in reincarnation. I say no, but please go on. He says, "I was reading about these kids. They're like 2 years old, recalling their past lives. Could you imagine if that was your kid?" Rose asks if we want another. I say, "I'll take another life."
Mm-hmm.
happens in between.
In the end, The Neon Skyline is a concept album that makes you realize they don't make them like this very much anymore. Lonely guy singer-songwriters ranging from Paul Simon to Harry Nilsson count among Andy Schaaf's predecessors, but for most listeners in 2020, I think he's going to come across as something utterly new.
Ken Tucker reviewed Andy Schaaf's new album, The Neon Skyline.